might be like, slow up, homie, you're talking too fast. Came for buzz of the week and splash trash, man. He's Bucky Watts and Bradley Bags. Yeah, it's going down, we call it the G-Splash. In the summer sessions and sessions, it's with the unexpected. I'm talking the minutes, the seconds, it's pocket perfection. I keep you guessing with methods of messing with the new section. And it's the only podcast with the record I'm wrecking. So, yeah, welcome to my home, this is G-Splash Zone. It's the dub show, getting where you fitting in the summer zone. And I'm going hella ham on it, motherfucking it hard like, yeah.
What up? Welcome to another episode of G-Splash G6 Summer Sessions. Six news stories will be pop culture junkies before 6 a.m. If you're up that early, you could probably listen to this later. It wouldn't even really matter. And this is the only podcast done by one man and one soundboard, baby. Just some upcoming announcements. If you are in the New York City area, we are doing a live episode of our summer sessions. I'm going to have some special guests. We're going to be talking all the latest in pop culture news and a little bit of other stuff. I'm still putting that show together, but check it out. It's going down Thursday, August 16th, down at the WeWork on 25th. It's a brand new building, so come out. And then our regular season will start back on October 10th, but it looks like it's about that time for some news. Y'all remember Alf, right? Yeah, Alf is coming back. The house that Batman built, Warner Brothers, is in the early stages of developing a reboot of the classic sitcom Alf. No writer is yet attached to the project, which would again explore the misadventures of the cat-eating Alf, which stands for alien life form. In the original series, Alf of the planet Melmac crash lands in the suburbs and takes up a residence with the middle-class Tanner family. And no, not the San Francisco Tanners of Full House. The show aired from 1986 to 1990 for four seasons and over 100 episodes on NBC. The series has remained a part of pop culture landscape long after it ended and is frequently referenced in other shows and films. I'm down for this. Are you? I'd call it a splash. There's now something kind of garbage.
You know what I'm talking about.
Trash. MoviePass. On Monday, after users reported outage on the app, they laid out their new rules to stay afloat. The subscription service announced that they will raise prices to $14.95 a month and limit availability for new major releases like this weekend's Christopher Robin.
Oh, bother.
The company said the changes aim to reduce its cost by 60% and they continue to take more measures to trim the fat. How good is that AMC plan looking right about now? Last week, they wouldn't even let you see Mission Impossible, but that didn't slow down the Mission Impossible momentum. Paramount's Mission Impossible Fallout launched with $61 million when it opened in 4,386 locations, marking the franchise's best debut. The title was previously held by Mission Impossible 2 with $57.8 million, and with the last iteration of Mission Impossible Rogue Nation bowed at $55.5 million. The biggest debut for Tom Cruise films, though, is still War of the Worlds. In other box office news, we have a James Gunn update. Disney is allegedly meeting with the director about potentially rehiring him for Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Gunn was fired earlier this month after old tweets of his resurfaced by far-right conservative sites and personalities. A number of celebrities have voiced their support of the director and protested Disney's decision. Most recently, the cast of the Guardians of the Galaxy also penned an open letter to support Gunn and called for Disney to reinstate the director for the third film in the series. Speaking of comebacks, Chris Hardwick is back. Chris Hardwick will be returning to NBC next week as a guest judge on America's Got Talent. The appearance will be Hardwick's first on television since he was accused in June by an ex-girlfriend of abusive behavior. Hardwick will also make a return to The Wall for the third season. And not only that, but AMC also reinstated him as the host of The Walking Dead after show Talking Dead. AMC said last week that it had completed an investigation of allegations against Chris Hardwick. Following a comprehensive assessment by AMC, working with the firm Loeb & Loeb, who has considerable experience in this area, Chris Hardwick will return to AMC as the host of Talking Dead and Talking with Chris Hardwick. We take these matters very seriously, and given the information available to us after a careful review, including interviews with numerous individuals, we believe returning Chris to work is the appropriate step. Good luck for that. We'll be happy to see him back. But in the biggest news of the week, I have to give it up to my man, LeBron James. LeBron actually opened a school. This is something very unique. So mad props to LeBron. Now, James I Promise School opened on Monday to serve low-income and at-risk students in his hometown, and the public school could be an agent of change in the eastern Ohio city. I Promise began as an Akron-based nonprofit aimed at boosting achievement for younger students from disadvantaged backgrounds. Now the movement has the means to educate students year-round. The coolest thing about LeBron's I Promise School is the following: free tuition, free uniforms, free bicycle and helmet, free transportation within 2 miles, free breakfast, lunch, and snacks, food pantry for families, GEDs and job placement services for parents, and guaranteed tuition to the University of Akron for every student who graduates. How can you hate on that? Props to you, Bron. You're killing it. I'm a Warrior fan, but man, that's awesome. Way to wreck the game. Good luck in LA. But that's not the only NBA news. Yes, Draymond Green and Tristan Thompson are at it again. Bruh. Draymond Green had an altercation after the ESPN ESPYs at a party being hosted by LeBron. Now, I'm going to skip all the bullshit, but this is how apparently it went down. Everyone was stunned when Thompson, according to sources, out of nowhere attacked Green. No argument, no squaring up, no taking it outside. It was, quote, a sucker punch, said one source who attended the party. But to be honest, it wasn't really a punch. It was more like a shove. It was like a face mush, another person described it. Other reports have described it as a legit punch, maybe even a quick one too. Whatever it was, who fucking cares? It's basketball. Leave it on the court and get back to basics. That's gonna do it for this episode of G Splash G6 Summer Sessions. I'm your host, Bradley Baxter. We'll see you next week. Peace. Welcome to my home, this is G Splash Zone, it's the dub show. Getting where you fitting in the summer zone, and I'm going.